Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiin, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
That's MASH, by the way.
T-shirt,
MASH. That says I'm MASH from the podcast and chill.
All right.
Oh,
1-2.
Cool. Ready to start? All right. Cool. In 3, 2, 1. Hello, buddy, man, ladies and gentlemen. To the first ever brunch in fucking Botswana.
Jabberoni, stand up!
Man, you guys are looking beautiful. Thank you guys so much for coming out, man. I gotta say, so last night it felt so weird.
Yeah?
Because at the hotel I slept without locking my door. You can never do that in SA, bro.
No, you can't. You can't leave your phone. You can't leave your laptop. Doors not closed. It's so safe and beautiful, yeah. Damn, Jabberoni came out. Thank you guys. Looking amazing. Yo.
It's our second time out here. How's been your Botswana experience so far? Yeah?
Amazing, always amazing. The kindness, the vibes, you know, it's beautiful just to let loose and party without thinking about a lot of things. Yeah, man, beautiful.
Yeah, man. So we're going to have a great show. We've got a guest who's going to be joining us shortly. And then later on, we're going to be taking some Q&As from you guys. Yeah. So if you have any questions, make sure you get those ready. But without further ado, do you know who our guest is? Do you know anything about this guy, bro?
I heard it's like the biggest thing this side, you know.
I heard he's the Caspanya Vest of Botswana. Is that right, guys?
Is he the Caspanya Vest of Botswana?
All right, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for ATR!
Is it
Botswana's finest, life of the party! life of the party, man. Look at this guy.
Life of the party.
Yeah, look at this drip, dog. What drip is this? Which swag is this swag? Which one is the swag, dog?
This one, man.
Welcome, welcome, bro. Welcome, man. Thank you so much for pulling through, man.
Do my lang beswain the mola pang. How y'all been and how y'all doing? My name is ATI, like I always say, man. Although I'm going through a process, it's not about me, it's not about you, it's all about the... like I said, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for having me.
Bro, how did you choose this outfit? You got earrings?
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
How did you wake up and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to look like, man?
Well, my outfits are made out of love.
Oh!
Damn.
Yeah. Bro, have you ever thought about being a pastor? Because every time I watch you, man, you're always preaching about positivity, kindness, about people. Have you ever thought about being a pastor?
Well, I've never thought about being a pastor because I think all of us are innately, in some way or another, very quite informational as to what it is that we ought to become, as opposed to what is recommended and suggested. I mean, I spend my time on social media.
Hey, man, I did spend a grade that. English, man. What did you just say, man?
Social media is religion.
Yeah.
Religion concept that kind of the way ye long gore ikopa ngwa moka ka tsela ye long gore ikopa ngwa moka yone ke seng ka horang kere is the new age social media. Social media is the new age religion. Mehala me the one thing say long gore salesen na ntse se teng ke yone kgang ya gore so se utwang mo pelong ga o teye go te se bolae mmago le ga mmago le utwana le sa utwane eitad.
All right, whatever he said, man.
I'm just saying nawe. I heard mahu. I'm like nawe.
Tell us, bro, what did your parents do for a living, your mom and dad?
Most people's parents were teachers in my country.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And most people's parents, in terms of the masculine, not in terms of energy, but in terms of physicality, fathers were not present or kind of acted present but weren't.
So your mom was a teacher?
My mom was a teacher.
Oh, okay. And your dad?
My dad was a Rolling Stone. My dad was a roller.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Was he a rock star, man?
Oh, my dad, man. Like, when I learned about how to look at things, like, when I look at my dad, man, my dad was like, man, that guy would come through and everything would be okay, even if it's bad.
Yeah.
Hey, man, when I'm gonna talk about it, we gotta celebrate her life.
Do you still know what his dad did? I still don't know what his dad did.
He was a Rolling Stone. When things are bad, he made them seem good.
That's what he did. You know what I'm saying? It's not even about a particular way in which or what he acted in a certain situation. He's a positive person. But one thing that I learned about him was guilt. You know, my dad is such an amazing person, like, to everybody. And I think that's the thing that all of us have. We're so great to everybody that's not so great towards us.
True.
But, you know, the people that are actually great towards us kind of like trigger that transformation of having to face them and just say, yo, you're right. That's my dad, man. That's who my dad was. That's who my dad is.
Yeah. Are you on grandpa, bro?
Pardon?
Are you on grandpa right now?
Pardon?
Are you on grandpa?
What does grandpa do?
Tell him so.
His grandpa is the Rolling Stone to his dad. You don't know grandpa?
Nah, y'all are speaking in codes. Don't get me twisted.
But tell me about your mom. How's your relationship with your mom? How was it?
My relationship with my mom is basically where I needed to be where I gotta go and to become. Because, you know, dog, I can't say my relationship with my mom is like this or like that. Why? Because we live within systems in systems that are telling systems to operate in certain ways of systems.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So my mom is the best thing that I ever had in my life, because right now I'm standing in front of some people I know, some people I don't know, and I'm not intimidated.
Yeah.
But all I can only do is just care for where they are in their lives and where they are here right now to watch people on stage to dictate a certain feeling within them.
Yeah.
So I appreciate my mom for that. And my relationship with my mom is like, man, my mom is not my everything. My mom is a part of my life.
Beautiful. Bro, when I Googled you, the first thing I noticed, and I'm glad you have it on, it's the I don't know if it's a teardrop. You know, what is that thing that you've put underneath your left eye?
Whether one would choose to believe or not, you know, I live a life of the super in the beginning. It was official in the beginning, and then it became natural. You know what I'm saying? One day I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I was like, I love music so much, but I don't think I can handle the pressure. And I decided to become something that can create a boundary or an illusion of myself while I'm still myself, you know what I'm saying? So the teardrop basically symbolizes the tears that we cry, you know what I'm saying? And through that, when I drew this teardrop, I got to mention it and relate to it as in something that I'm like, I'm not broken inside. I'm just crying tears that are coming from the outside, because even this teardrop that I have on my physical body does not represent the soul that of which could intrigue people to want to listen to me, because I've given up on myself at some point in time physically. But however,
what do you mean by that?
Yeah, like, you gave up on yourself physically.
As in, like, I'm never gonna want to engage with people again. I want to commit suicide. I've tried suicide when I was a kid so many times, you know what I'm saying? And this is a beautiful story. Don't get it twisted. Yo. I tried suicide so many times to a point whereby I was like, I gotta live with it. I gotta live with what I don't understand and why I feel like people would rather be something they're not, whereas who they are is always at their abundance. You know what I'm saying? And when I decided to become that, I started to realize things happening supernaturally in the world where I saw things that were speaking against what I believe in. But the actual matter of the fact being, the teardrop is just a representation of the fact that outside is where you're gonna cry. And if you look inside, it might not be the best place where you would have loved, but it's going to be better than the teardrop on the outside. That's how I came about with the teardrop.
How did you try to commit suicide? What did you do?
Well, I mean, I drank a couple of pills.
Panado. Grandpa.
BP. Nah, BP pills. My grandmama had a lot of BP pills. I just grabbed some pills and I was like, I'm gone.
Yeah. And then what happens, bro? So when you realize you're not gone?
I got to see, like, nobody cared. Everybody was like, why did you do that? Are you stupid? You know what I'm saying? Are you stupid to do that? And this before I even had a talent of music, you know what I'm saying? And after that time, when I was around 11 and I tried to commit suicide, and everybody was like, ha, yeah, and then I was like, I'm gonna create my own world in my mind. I'm gonna be happy. And then one day I woke up, I could write. I could rhythm, I could flow, I could sing.
Yeah.
And I didn't have no voice of like do re mi fa so la ti do. Nah, nigga. Mm-mm-mm. And I just did it and it became my solace and it became my savior for a certain amount of time. And I got back to the same place where I tried to take my life. And it didn't work.
So this is a second attempt now?
Nah, yeah, 25 years of age. 25 years of age.
This time around, what was it? Was it pills still?
Painkillers, you know. It still didn't work. I just got into an emotional state, and then, unfortunately, I just became more reflective of myself and how I relate with people.
Why did you choose hip-hop, bro?
No, I don't do hip hop. I make music.
You make
like
music.
I whether it's country music,
sure.
Whether it's Rod Stewart, you know.
Yeah. But who did you grow up listening to? Who were you listening to?
I grew up listening to Lucky Dube, Rod Stewart, and Joshua Cadison, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, Eminem. Eminem,
Slim Shady.
Cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just the way I am.
And then
your favorite Eminem song? Cause I'm a stan as well, man.
Man, Say, I'm just this Marshall Mathers. It's a regular dude in the end of the down the down.
Yeah, I like that.
Like that, yeah.
Favorite Lucky Duva song? I love Liquor Slave.
Wait a minute, wait.
Liquor Slave.
Wait
yeah.
a minute. This is my favorite Lucky Duva song. Daddy, wherever you are. Wait.
Remember.
Daddy, wherever you are. Remember me. Daddy, whatever you do. I love you. That's my favorite Lucky.
Bro, your career has been crazy, man.
And then you be 40.
Oh, you be 40?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
God damn. Red, red, white, something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, red, white.
Yeah.
He's revealing his, man, you be 40 right now. He's revealing his age.
Bro, this nigga's career has been so wild, man. Tell
crazy,
me about
right?
in 2014, the kidnap case. What happened? What was going on there?
I knew you had to go there. Negativity, negativity. Let me turn it into positivity. What happened in 2014 was a lesson that I had to learn as to how to control my power. You know? Because I have power. We all have power. And my power could either go negative or positive. And when I decided to take my power towards the positivity, I began to go towards a downward spiral of drug abuse, downward spiral of who's true, who's untrue.
When you say drug abuse, you're talking cocaine, né?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, drug is drug. Anything that can just keep you in a state of numbness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you remember your first line?
Come again?
Do you remember your first line?
Not of a verse.
I remember my first heartbreak. That's what I remember. And then I got to do a line.
Oh, it got you to the line, the first heartbreak.
Yes, I'm not trying to not be accountable, but you asked me about remembrance, and my remembrance is...
Because I heard you took a line from a girl's butt. That was the first time.
A line of crack?
Well, I mean...
drop that fucking thing of yours.
Well, I mean, to begin with, I never took a line off of a girl's back. Why? Because I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? And me being gay.
Wait, are you dropping this for the first time on this show right now?
I'm not dropping this
for the...
I'm not dropping this for the first time. Everybody always knows, like I always say. You know what I'm saying?
I know that people have questioned you, but, you know... You've never really said something about it.
Well, why should I talk about my sexual life when my passion
smash?
Is music?
Who would you smash between me and Soul right now? Who would you smash?
What?
Between me and Soul, who would you smash right now?
Who's what?
Who would you smash?
Well, I mean, look. y'all might be who y'all are.
Hey, man. Hey.
All right. So Soul it is. Okay.
No, fam. You the one sharing a couch. Y'all sharing a couch. They're cozy and stuff. Don't get me involved.
Well, I mean, I'm like, just like one would admire a woman. It's not like you admire every woman that walks by, but, you know, you have prospects. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's like, I'm not gay because I'm trying to say I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to let everybody know that, you know, just because I'm who I am doesn't mean, I mean, as in like, who or whatever I do sexually is not my essence. When there's trouble out there in the world, I don't come out and try to help because of my sexuality. I try to come out and help because of my heart. And whoever I connect with is who I connect with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And like I told you asked me, how's my relationship with my mom? And I believe in energy.
Yeah.
And I believe in feminine energy, masculine energy, and balance. Even if a woman who loved me for who I was and I connected with them spiritually, soulfully, I mean, it gotta go down. So it's not even a matter of, it's not even a matter of whether I'm straight or I'm gay or homosexual or whatever. We have men out there who have kids that are suffering out there in the streets. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been with a woman, though?
Come again?
Have you ever been with a woman?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying this not because I'm obliged to, but because, you know, I think a lot of people need the information of being real with themselves. I've been with a girl before.
Yeah.
And when I had my experience with a girl, I actually noticed just how much of women carry so much masculine energy.
Whoa.
The energy of control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
when
I decided that I want to be with a masculine energy, it was because my femininity, my allowing energy, myself to say, okay, I'll let you do whatever you want. Not in the physical, I mean like spiritually, as in like meaning it, and I mean it, I meant it.
Mm.
I decided, and I saw it, that there was a task. And the task was, a lot of people aren't who they are. The people who are gay out of resentment. And those that are in the closet are against it because that's the energy they might need to progress.
Well, what do you mean those who are gay because of resentment?
I mean, what I mean is like, you know, life is energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You think life is about, you think life is about sex, it's not. Life is about balance, you know what I'm saying? When you don't have any energy to come out the house, that's because you're too much in your feminine energy. You can create things from afar, and I've seen myself create things from afar. I don't, for example, let me give you a literal example.
Mm.
I stay in my house out of 365 days in a year. I'd be in the house probably 200 days in a year.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I still get to manifest what a lot of people are out there trying to do. The masculine energy of trying to, I gotta do this, man. I gotta impress. I gotta keep them moving, man. How they gonna look at me? Now, when you in that feminine energy, my man, I tell you, I can spend 200 days in my bedroom and create $10,000 worth of generational wealth.
Wow.
Wealth. Just by healing, just by understanding myself.
Yeah.
People won't understand that.
Just in the bedroom.
Just in the bedroom.
Locked up 200 days.
200.
How do you do that?
Man, I wouldn't be able to explain it because it's a message for who needs to hear it and understand it. I mean, yeah. We just people, and people are people, and I'm just me. I'm talking about me.
Bro, you still didn't tell us what happened with the kidnap case.
Well, I mean, why is it important?
I don't know, man. That is wild. You heard what happened.
Was he accused of kidnapping?
No, I think they kidnapped him at a show or something. And they wanted $500,000. I don't know.
Whoa,
but he's here to tell us.
They kidnapped you, fam.
Yeah. I don't know the story, man. That's but it's wild, bro.
Sounds traumatic, man.
Yeah, you need some grandeur, man.
More. Yeah. Whoa. Hey, yeah.
Man. Hey, don't drink it all in one sip, man. We don't want you dying out here.
Society.
Hey, my man, so much.
And let me pour it for you.
Whatever the case might be, like in 2014, when there was an alleged kidnap case.
Yeah.
I was so angry.
You tried.
I tried.
With the limited space of the cup left, yeah, you tried.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2014, give me, yes.
Yep, that's why it's called grandeur. Iksha grand, yo.
You have to go in the archives, eh?
Hey.
Well, 2014, man, was crazy, man.
Yeah?
I was up out of my mind. But I cannot talk about 2014 without talking about how when I was. Well, in 2014, I was just like most of us would react to situations. You know, I had a vision. I had a dream. I had a knowing. But my knowing was not enough of what was meant to become of a purpose. You know what I'm saying? So I did a gig with a couple of trusted people, you know, and I gave it my everything. And they took everything. Like I used my everything and they took everything. And I after that, I got an assumption of somebody that had you know, taken what I had worked so hard for, and I went after them. I came after them. I had to make sure I gotta exercise the same polarity of inspiration and positivity that I can have towards the negativity. And then I got arrested. And then I kept going in and out of court. And after that, I learned to deal with that. And God willingly, I got acquainted. And I had to pay the guy $50,000. After not even getting any form of whatever. Anyway, moving fast forward.
Yeah.
And then in 2022, oh my God, I did another. and they took everything. And this time around, when they took everything, I was like, you know what? They took more than what I lost. However.
What did they take you, man? Like your TV or what?
No. Okay. These are like events. These are like initiatives of people wanting to support their very own. Why? Because ATI is him. And through ATI, I can recognize just the beauty within me. No, that's what I live for. And then so this year in May 28 in Ghetto, you know, we did an event, you know what I'm saying? We got sponsored, yeah. 600,000 worth of cash from the Ministry of Youth, man. Man, we sold tickets, man. We had about, I don't know, man, 20,000, 15,000, 10,000 people out there. Some of y'all were out there. And, man, I walked out with nothing. You know what I'm saying? What? Still happened again. But.
So they robbed you.
Yeah, and it's like through a dream, I was able to recognize that. Yo, bro, you're blessed.
Yeah.
And you're not blessed because you're trying to look like what you're not.
Yeah.
You don't dress like how Meg G looks at you and like how your dress style look like. That's who I am. And
now, gotcha. Do you still have aspirations to become the president of Botswana?
I have never had inspirations of becoming the president of Botswana. Mm. But I've always had inspiration of letting people know that what you don't gotta keep up with that. Walk away.
What do you think of the ruling party?
Well, I mean, the ruling party is a ritual.
A ritual.
Yeah, it's a ritual that it's not even my fight. It's not even my battle. You know what I'm saying? And I used to talk with myself, and I was like, you know, sometimes, dog, everybody coming at you like they need saving, dog, but all these people, to how where from where you're standing, betray you. All these people need just one thing, a remembrance.
Would you guys vote for ATI as your president?
Yeah, Uhulumeni. Yeah.
Don't try to vote for ATI, because ATI does not need to be voted for. ATI is president.
Cheers. Cheers. All right, I think it's time to get some questions from the chillers, man. So if you got any questions for ATI.
That's wild.
Yeah, man, it is wild, man. Let's get some questions. Where's the mic? Where's the Romy mic?
Wow.
All right, cool. Zaynon has got a question for ATI, yeah? Oh, you guys have no question for ATI? Oh, okay, cool. All right, so in closing, bro. Oh, here's a question.
Oh.
The question, it's not for ATI, though. It's for you guys, right?
Yeah.
How surreal is the moment right now? I know you started from a back room and everything. How does it feel right now being here and the journey that you had to get here?
It's gratifying, you know. I think for me, more than anything else, it's vindication for one following their passion and doing what they love. I never thought in my wildest dreams when we did the first episode that, you know, a few years later we'd be doing a brunch in Botswana, bro. I'd never been to Botswana, and here we are. And seeing you guys here propels me and gives me motivation to keep on going, you know? Yeah, yeah. And you, so?
Hey, you said it, you yeah. know? Yeah. No, it's amazing, bro. I think it's surreal. I mean, if you think about it, some people, DJs, get booked to play at different countries, and sometimes if the event is a flop, way less people than this show up. And for us, we're just guys who just speak their truth. And the fact that we connect with people, you know, beyond the South African borders, it's humbling, you know? And I just pray, may we not lose that thing, that magic that enables that to happen. You know what I mean? So it's really good. Like, it's amazing. It's overwhelming almost.
Yeah. All right, my sister. How are you, my sister?
Henda.
Kezo.
Hey, Henda.
Hi, everyone. I'm Witepi Macheng. I am such a fan, but also to say a fan of Ghost Lady. So I have two questions. One for ATI. Who is the biggest artist in Botswana, I believe, for the new generation? One to ATI. What's next? What's the big upcoming project that you're working on? And then for Saul and MacG, is Ghost Lady somewhere lurking around?
Oh, that's the question, isn't it?
You wanna answer that, ATI? What's next, man? What you busy with right now?
That's where everybody always falls short. What you got working on next? I'm not working on anything. I'm living. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro,
and I don't owe you no explanation as to why I am the way I am.
Hey, man, this thing is wild. Can we take him back, bro, to SA, man? This thing is wild.
No, you know what?
Man,
I want to ask him, bro, right? Like, a lot of African countries are very conservative and reserved. And a guy like you, a lot of times, it's difficult. We see them in America, they make it, you know, crazy, well, in inverted commas, speak their mind, do as they please. How did you crack it in Africa to be this eccentric and still be like the number one artist in the whole country?
Imagine this. Hey, yo, check it out. The punchline would come out of where the punchline would never come out of.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
The punchline will what?
Will come out of where the punchline will never come out of.
Dude, how do you make this shit up, dog? This thing is wild. All right, next question. Who's next? No, she's in Joburg. She's in Joburg. She's not here.
She's not here.
Yeah,
to be honest.
She's not here.
Am I? All right. Enda Barbie.
Enda Barbie.
Yo, Mac is here. Saul is here. The ghost lady is somewhere in the crowd.
And in case you didn't see, the sound guy from Podcast and Chill is here.
Yeah, guys, if you're looking for Aya, he's wearing a t-shirt written, the sound guy from Podcast and Chill. He wants to guarantee his road gill. He doesn't want any road gill to pass him by and not know who the fuck he is. So you'll see I am wearing a sound guy t-shirt. Love it.
Where's the fact checker?
She's not around.
Watch tomorrow's episode. You'll know what happens to the fact checker. What's happening to the fact checker.
All right, super. Question number one. I just wanted to ask ATI, when is the album coming? But I feel like he's already addressed that to some extent, right?
Sure.
And then question number two would be, it's regarding Len. I think a lot of Botswana chelas were such a huge fan of Len Moleko because Ubua Swana, and he resonates so much with us. Yeah. So I wanted to know, does he own any stake of the podcast, Mac? And so maybe a 5% Nyana or even a 2.5, you know, because he contributed so much to the growth of the podcast. And then the last question would be, so what's happening there at Kaya? Are you happy? You and Dineo? Hey, what's going on?
Wow, hey. There it is. I've been waiting for it. There it is. Yeah, let's start with Len, bro.
No. Len doesn't have any own stake on the podcast, but we still remain good friends. I mean, I was with him last week. And then?
I think the man has to pee. Oh, are you going to pee, bro? Yeah, he's going to pee.
Yeah, but I was with him just the other day. It was his birthday. I was speaking to him last night. So we're still cool, man.
So he doesn't own a stake?
No.
He made a mistake.
Hey! Drop this fucking thing off.
Ladies and boy, I love him. Love him long time.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it is. Lovely. And also it's from Potch, which is like right across the border.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I actually never thought about it, but he may be the reason why there was like the connection, the initial
connection with
Botswana. I never thought about it. Fucking insane.
Yeah.
What was my question? Oh, with Kaya. Bro, it's a new show. It's a new radio show. Radio shows are not like podcasts where you put two friends together, some alcohol, they speak, there's no news, there's no protocol, you can say whatever you want to say, you can speak over one another, even though that's not advisable. You know what I mean? So they pick up slower than fucking and he knows, he's fucking laughing, but he knows what I'm talking about. Guys, give it time. The show, we're still working on everything, and we take... King, man. I'm hearing what God, it's like a million sleazy song now. I'm like, what's going on? Give it time, guys. Yeah, we take all feedback on the show. It's all considered. Give it time, please, yeah?
Cool.
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Are you happy like Kaya in Botswana? Y'all happy? Oh, fuck, I'm over the moon. Look at me. I'm Donald in person.
All right. Next question.
No. Oh, fuck.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Kedi Mulusiwa, Kedi, a.k.a. Lizoti, a.k.a. Lizozo.
Oh, you're famous.
Yeah, so I'm a radio broadcaster. I work for Yarn FM. I'm the youngest rising radio broadcaster.
Oh, shout out, man.
Shout out. Yarn FM in the house.
So my question is
Do you also have
direct...
to put your hand up when you speak?
No,
on the
because
show.
I don't have a co-host. I am a solo radio host.
There we go. Shout out
so,
to you.
I mean, I hear you, Saul, because I've been a co-host before. I understand the dynamics of having to learn to be on the end of doing the ping pong effect, the hosting with the, you know, where you have to wait for your anchor to give you the sign that you can finally say
something.
You're a
radio person. You get it, yeah.
Right. But I'm not satisfied with your answer, but it's fine.
No, you didn't ask a question.
My question is coming. My question is directed to you, Mac G.
No.
So you have been on radio before. Saul is currently on radio right now.
Been on radio before.
Would you consider going back to radio?
Nah, not at all, man. Not at all.
You're not here for that stuff, huh?
Nah, it's
why
like
not?
An ex that you've smashed and you're done. You know, we're on to bigger and better things now,
plus,
man.
Plus, I bet you're making more money.
No, the money not per se, but I get more enjoyment. Like right now, it's so crazy, man. The freedom of time is amazing. I just had a baby girl, and when I'm not shooting the podcast, you know, I spend most of my time with her, and it's so amazing, you know. So if I were to go back on radio, it would consume so much of my time, and then freedom of time goes away, you understand? So I think for me, I'm very fortunate enough that I'm at a place where I can do what I love and get paid for it and still have the freedom to do whatever I want to do, you know? Like, if I want to stay in Botswana for another day, I can, you know? But if I have a radio show...
Shots fired! Shots fired! I saw that coming.
So I love radio, but I don't think... I think that chapter is closed, man. Yeah.
Oh, well. Saul, Mac G. Oh, I thought you had a question for me.
Are you done?
Oh, okay. She said she had a question for me.
No, she wasn't happy with your Kai FM answer.
With your first answer.
No, look. We're working on the show. Like you see, you said you're a solo person, right? And Dineo has been for a very long time. So we're all working on the show. I've been a co-host of big breakfast shows before. So we're working on the show. I think... by end of this month, we should start to get the real feel of the show. So, yeah. You should know this, man.
Because it's a dance. It's a dance.
It's a dance. Exactly. But you know. You get it. It's a dance. Mm. Guys, we're working on the show. Like, I don't know what to say.
Great team, man. I love your team.
It's for you. Mine is not a question, but it's more of a comment. I just want to say it's Temba here from Pretoria. We met last night. So I just want to say, Kere, what you guys are doing is actually commendable. And then you're not actually making an impact in people that are doing podcasts, but in also in every youth. Like, what are you doing, man? Great job. Keep up. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, most of the people that actually criticize you, you always say there are people that are not chillers. And then I've gotten also that mindset from people that are not chillers before I was a chiller. But look at me now. I'm driving all the way from South Africa to see you.
Wow.
Because I've gotten to listen to you.
Wow, man.
So keep up.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Wow, man. That's beautiful, bro.
Thank you, man.
Shout out Temba from Pretoria. Temba.
Yeah, bro, I stay in Centurion. You didn't have to drive all that way. You just come to Centurion, man.
Yeah, just go see him in Centurion, man.
Yo, what up, G?
Mac is accessible.
And no! Hey,
love your shirt, man. Love your shirt.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, bro. Looking
G,
amazing.
I love you long time. So, I love you long time, my
Taco.
Guy. Yeah. Hey, when are you bringing the Chillers Market to Botswana? I'm a young entrepreneur. I'm a doctor by profession, right?
Yeah.
I own a clinic. The only private clinic at Block 8 is called Sedmall Medical Center.
And you own it?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing, bro. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, wow, that's amazing, bro. Thank you.
And did you need, like, government connections and stuff?
None whatsoever.
No government, nothing. No bribing someone, no brown envelope?
No brown envelopes, eh?
You just had an idea and it came to fruition.
Yeah, I just went with it. The good thing is that Botswana are very supportive, you know?
Yeah.
Once you bring them something, they come and they will make it grow. So you don't need anything, just start, you know?
Yeah.
But please bring the Chillers Market to Bots.
Yeah.
I'll be very happy. One last thing. Hey, I feel like the person who's going to be translating ATI's subtitle is going to have a hard time, eh?
Hey, dog.
That's Melligan.
Oh, yeah. I see you, man. Cheers, cheers.
Thank you,
shout out, bro.
Keza, thank you, man. Chillers Market, we'll have to speak to Jason. Jason is our events guy. He's the one who put all of this together. Guys, can you make some noise for Jason? Where's Jason?
Yeah,
come
Jason.
Here, bro. Jason!
Hey, Jason!
Show them your toe, Jason!
Show them your zoom toes, fam.
So he's the one who put this together, man. Yeah. Shout out to him Lloyd as well for bringing us out here, man. Love you guys so much.
Yeah, Lloyd.
Yeah, Lloyd
architect,
is like the mayor
architect,
here,
architect of groove. Where's Lloyd?
Everybody knows Lloyd
architect
from here.
Architect of groove. Lloyd!
Lloyd! Shout out to Lloyd, man.
Shout out to Lloyd.
One question for ATI. Because ATI is the biggest artist, mo Botswana, as we all know, I would love for ATI to recite his favorite verse from his favorite song. That is his song.
Oh, yeah. That would be dope, actually.
Hey,
yo.
I can tell you from radio, eh? That's a radio feature, that one.
My mic is off. My mic is off. Is it on?
Your mic is on, bro. It's cordless, man. You can just grab it if you want. Yeah.
Got nothing left inside. Can't keep up with you. You engineered my demise. What a bad thing to do, but I won't go there. Now let's play fair, but I won't go there. Now let's play fair. I fell from grace to shame, to a promise you break. The way you make me pain is a game I can play, but I won't go there. Now let's play fair. Please let's not go there. And let us play them. I wanna go pull them around. 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 I wanna go pull them around.
Whoa. Drops mic.
He dropped it.
Wow,
bro.
Wow, that
that's
was amazing.
Insane. What
that was amazing.
What are you singing about there?
I was talking about myself.
Wow, man.
I was talking about myself and how I relate with other people. You know
beautiful,
what I'm saying?
Man. You got a beautiful voice, man.
Bro.
Jeez, there's a lot of pain in there. Can you hear?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay. Let me do some gay shit to you, okay?
All right.
You're standing over there, I'm standing over here. You're crying, I'm wondering, what a lay. Be more like a lady tail, be more like a lady tail. What a do. Your mouth is wrong, your mind is also twisted. You're standing tall, but standing at the deep end. How could you do this to me? Me of all people, I give a door, but I give a do an alcohol, Ponti said, Elo, Ole Nwenwe, Ole Hiri Hiri, being with you is uncomfortable, Piri Hiri. I want you out of my life, being with you is.
Hey, man, which one is this one?
Hey, dog, hey, he said your mouth is wrong.
My mouth is wrong.
He wants to fix your mouth.
Woo!
How? Bro, I'm curious, right? They say you're the Casper on your vest of Botswana. How does that make you feel, bro?
I am not the Casper on your vest of anywhere. But I do know Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Oh.
Is there anyone in SA you'd like to work with?
Well, I mean, I'd love to work with... Who that?
Who's that now? Who's that?
You asking me? You coming from SA? I say this is South African.
Listen, hey, man.
Hey, man. This guy doesn't be a man.
You want to work with clicks?
I want to work with. I want to work with.
I just heard clicks.
I want to work with this lady, man. Her name is.
Busiso.
Wait.
Oh, no, can't be Miriam Makeba passed away.
Wait a minute. This lady, man, Kaya.
I work there.
Mavi Kaya, or something like that.
All right, cool, man. In closing, bro, what do you want to be remembered as, man?
I don't want to be remembered. Forget about me. Let's have a good new time.
Shout out. That's the most... honest answer ever.
I love it, man.
Shout
out. All right, ladies, you got a question there? All right, let's hear it.
Dumela.
Hinda.
Hey, Dumela.
This one
Dumela.
Is for Saul. One gotta go.
Yeah.
Podcast or radio?
Yo,
ooh, that's
yo.
A good one. That's a good one.
Yo. Damn. Repeat that.
One must go, podcast or radio? That's a good one. Ooh.
Hey, man, that's weird. One must go.
I think it's a good thing.
No, man, I'd say, you know what, right? Before I answer this.
listen,
right? Because if I answer without giving context, and then people will take it out of context, right? So number one, the one gives you more freedom. You can be yourself, even if you get fired. You can, like, he's proven, you can start your own and make it a success and still connect with people, no matter how honest or some people may say foul, you know what I mean? So it'll have to be radio, can go based on that alone, that you can be 100%, like, podcasting, there's no barriers to entry. You don't have to apply for a job. You don't need to impress a program manager. Whereas with radio, it's limited stations, but podcasting gives everyone a voice. So yeah, radio can go based on that. You see how beautiful the answer is now with context. Now, yeah, because you guys want me to, like, no, it's a trap. They just want me to say radio. And then they're going to write, Saul says about Kai. No, context, it's important.
All right.
You can't finesse me.
You just tried.
Come finesse me, man. Come on. Who am I?
You just gave me an 8-year answer.
No, dog. Yo. How? You don't want a proper answer, well thought out answer. I said radio can go because of the reasons I stated, and those are all valid reasons. If podcasting could go, no one would be sitting here today. There would be no podcast in chill. And I explained that in my response. Now, I don't get it. How is that a political response? Whoa.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Next question.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
First of all, congratulations on both of you on a successful podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. My first thing is that I wasn't always the biggest fan.
Yeah.
We started off in a rocky start.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
No. But thanks to my fiance, he kind of got me into it. Wow. And so thanks to him, I'm now warming up to both of you, and I realize why you guys are so successful.
Yeah.
So I've been toying around with the idea of a podcast and starting one for myself.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you both what, like, top 5 tips on what I should be really focusing on in my little startup. And the second question, sorry to ask too many questions,
sure.
Is that,
no, it's fine.
Do you think that the playing field is the same for both men and women? Do you think that if there were two women sitting across of us right now, would we have the same success?
May I please answer that?
Yeah, answer, please.
Go right ahead, my dog.
Yeah, dog.
I don't mean to be rude, but I just mean to be realistic. You know, you are saying you were not a fan of these two people here, and then your husband. Okay, since you're almighty and all of that, give them a chance. And I want to ask you in a humble way, like, how is that supposed to make the person or the entity that you are asking the question that you are asking to feel?
I can answer.
I'm not answering. Listen, I'm not answering.
I will answer it because I think that because
I'm giving
of
a
the
recommendation.
What kind of age we're living in, there's like you hear, like you guys have talked about it on your podcast where we read headlines and we don't really know the story. You haven't listened to the podcast. Yeah. You just had Mac G said 1, 2, and 3 about a woman. Yeah. And I am a girl's girl. I do not want anything being said about a woman.
Wait a minute.
And then when I listened and I realized, all I said is my
this
advice
thing,
is that don't judge a book by its cover. It's true. So listening to you guys and really kind of understanding the kind of comedic thing that you guys do and the low, like you guys are just very kind of chill.
Yeah.
Hence the name of your podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm not coming to you to listen to like some like groundbreaking.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So
it's
I realized why we are all here. I'm here. So I'm a fan.
Yes.
So clearly I'm not, it's not an insult by any means. I'm a big fan of both of you, especially Saul. Hi, Saul.
Hey.
Aren't you married?
Yo,
please speak.
She's not yet married. She's about to get married. She's not yet married.
I'm allowed to lie.
May I speak? May I please speak? I got a little bit. You can't.
Bro,
right?
speak all you want, bro. You are our guest. Speak all you want.
Thank you so much. All I want to say, sister, it's not like that. That's how you know it to be like. You know what I'm saying? That's how you think it go.
Hey, this guy.
It ain't like that.
ATI.
Man, I want to tell you, we're in a time of our lives, we just came out of COVID. You're here having fun. Some people don't have food out there. But what? It's not like that. It's not like that.
Food for,
why?
Food for thought.
Why? You call it thought. It's reality. It's reality. It's happening. You think, listen, let me break it down in classes, okay?
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And the apple fell in the
I'm sorry. Listen. It's only a matter of time before you understand that all is within you. Everything you need is within yourself. Yes, those that make money are making money because they are wealthy from within. It's laughable right now. You gotta ask yourself, why is ATI still ATI? If you think I'm crazy.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up, man. ATI, thank you so much, man.
You didn't answer, wait. But she asked you a question about 5 tips.
Yes.
As she starts her podcast. And also, if 2 women were to do what we do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not what we do, but is there a chance 2 women could do a podcast and it would flourish?
Yeah. By the way, I didn't take any offense at all, man.
Me too.
It's not that deep at all, man.
Because we...
Yeah, like, I understand where you're coming from. So, to answer your question... People always ask me advice for podcasting. Literally, all you got to do is just start, number one. Be yourself at all times. Block out the noise. And remember every single day why you are doing this thing. So if you can answer all those questions, then I think, you know, success will follow through, you know? And then in terms of women and podcasting, podcasting is not a gender thing. I don't know why we get this question. It's not a gender thing because it's like, why is no one asking, why is there no piano female producer? It's music. If you want to do it, do it. That's the same with podcasting. Like, I don't think it's a gender thing. He's gay. He can have a gay podcast. Saul can have a podcast.
Yeah.
Females can have... Anyone can have a podcast. Like you said, there's no limits to boundary. There's no entry to...
Barriers to entry.
Yeah, so it's not like radio where you have to impress the program's manager, the station manager, and hire you. You literally just got to start. If you're a female, you start, and your content is dope, then it will grow. You know, it's literally that simple, I think.
To add on to what he said, I mean, he said everything about the traits you need to become a success, but most importantly, he always says that just upload. Like, you can have one kick-ass episode, But if you promise people to upload another episode on Friday, it may not be kick-ass. Just fucking upload. Other people will take 3 months, 2 months. People subscribe once you're consistent and they see that, they know that it's an appointment. And at times, sometimes you think an episode is shit, turns out it's actually great. We get that a lot of times. When we're done recording, we're like, and then the response is amazing. And also, with the thing of females, I know why you're asking that question. It's sort of to paint the world as like it's a male's world, but it's not. We're just two guys. No, what do you mean? So you're telling me if two women were to sit down, unfiltered, honest opinions, willing to talk about the times they cheated and got caught, the times they fucked three people in one night, and absolutely honest, that would fail. It wouldn't fail. It wouldn't fail.
I don't agree with that because City Girls by Teboho Tabajana is the second biggest podcast on our network.
Yeah.
And it's a female.
And those are women who own their shit.
Yeah.
No matter how ugly it looks, they own it. Guys, there is. Like he said before, no one is asking where there are female piano producers. Many years ago, 2 decades ago, no one was asking where's the female DJs. Why aren't they doing well? Look what's happening right now. It's doable. I think you guys have to, I don't know, I'm not a woman, but there's a thing that a lot of women want to paint this picture perfect, you know, picture of them. Just be honest and speak your truth. You'll connect with someone. You will. I don't know if it's going to be at mass market like a lot of people, but even if it's niche, as long as you connect with someone, then you're good.
Thank you. I think we're going to take one last question before we wrap it up.
Is there only one?
Oh, two more questions.
Yeah,
okay, cool. We're
going to take two more questions. Let's do two more questions.
Yeah, man. Hello. Aya.
Aya.
Yeah, come on.
The sound guy from Podcast and Show. They need your assistance there.
Is it fine now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Hello, how are you guys?
I good and you?
Doing well.
Hey.
It's Buntle from Pretoria, South Africa. I have a question for ATI as well as MacG and Saul. For ATI, initially when you were being interviewed, you spoke about heartbreak. May you please elaborate on it and tell us if there was a silver lining to that story? And then to MacG and Saul, I just want to say thank you so much, guys. What you're doing is very great. We really enjoy the podcast. We enjoy your vibe,
your energy.
Thank you.
A question that I have for you is very light. How do you guys keep going, man? Like, how do you keep motivated?
Oh, hey, man, it's that simple. Bills. I got a daughter, man. I got to buy these fucking Pampers every fucking day. Hey.
I think, that's him. I think as much as you guys say, like, the podcast is therapy for you guys, it's actually therapy for us as well. It's, you know, it's a time where we can just vent, speak, talk, connect with friends.
So you do it for free?
Eh?
You do it for free?
Not for free. Yeah. I would. There was a time when we were struggling, really struggling, and we had to consider a deal with someone we had a deal with, and the contract had expired, and they came with a new deal. It was a shit deal. What did I tell you?
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, I know, I'm probably the one getting paid the most. Don't stress about me. I'd fucking do this shit for free. I can see we're not making anything, you know what I mean? Because it's therapy, and we need those sessions for us, you know? So, yeah, you know very well I said that.
Yeah, I remember.
I was like, don't take the deal. I was like, do not. It's a shit deal. Don't take it.
You called it a nigga deal.
Yeah, it's a nigga deal. I called it a nigga deal. So I think when you do something because you love it, and it also brings you some form of peace as well, then you just get that natural motivation over and above the bills and stuff and the fact that you get paid for it. ATI, the heartbreak, bro. What was happening there? Did you take something from it? Was there a silver lining in the heartbreak that led to your first line? He says he's gay, prefers older men, grandpas. Just banter. Love you, man.
I
I appreciate, and I'm not the experience that you are experiencing, because I choose to be maybe different, but I am a part and puzzle of what should be more than what it is that we think we are. And when I say I am imaginative, I do not mean in the sense of me being stupid. When I jump up and stand there, I try to show you that I'm not stupid, I'm intelligent. Talk about BURS, man. I highlight my Mosadwe no trans and the dingalo. And there are 8 years. But one thing that I know for a fact that affects me the most, and I will never ever come out the house if I'm suffering out of is love.
Got you. Thank you so much, ATI. All right, we got to wrap it up, man. Dope, can we take man. The last question, yeah?
I actually last understand question. You, bro. Like, I get you.
Hello?
I actually
Hi,
get
guys.
You.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. Big hey supporter of the podcast and Thank everything.
You. Thank you.
I remember the first episode I watched was the Kanyimbawe interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the first one, and it got me hooked, and I've been committed ever since, you know?
Thank you so much. Wow,
but my you. Question is directed at Atasaone. ATI. When he sang the verse from Puelo Morago, you know, I wasn't initially going to stand up. But he made me stand up because that's my favorite song of all time. Because every time I think about it, I think about how it saved my life. You know? I remember a point in my time where it was the only song I ever listened to. And I'm talking about 16-year-old me. It was the only song I listened to ever. And I've always wondered, what was the inspiration? What was the reason? What was the pushing force behind a song that I resonate so much with? You know, and I'd love for Atasaone to answer that question for me, please.
Beautiful question. Beautiful question.
Beautiful, bro.
Nice way to wrap it up, yeah?
Yeah.
Love is love.
Hey, man, I love this nigga, man.
You don't know what you'll get from him.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, round of applause for ATI.
ATI, ladies and gentlemen.
This has been Podcast and Chill, man. I just want to say thank you guys so much for coming through. Nothing without you guys. So please, make some noise for your motherfucking selves. Shout out to Sol Panduga. Shout out to Meligant. Shout out to Aya, the sound guy. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to you guys for coming through. We love you guys. And it's time to party. I forgot the signature. Podcast and Chill, we out here. Boom.
If you're looking for Aya, he's wearing a t-shirt, the sound guy from Podcast and Chill. His assistant says the assistant of the sound guy from Podcast and Chill. There they are.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.